Liam held him. Garrus poked the fire again, sending up a fountain of sparks. Cried? Asked Ansuli. Garrus looked up sharply. Oh, something between him and Liam, I dare say. I didn't understand, and Liam didn't explain. But for a while it worried me. I'd never thought of Liam as a cruel man.
Liam Halveric? Cruel?
The second ranger, Daria, sounded as shocked as Pox felt. Garrus shook his head. I shouldn't have said that. He isn't, I know. But Kiri seemed so frightened. It's nothing. Fever, wounds. And anyway, it happened long ago. We were only boys. Only I was the younger, you see. I'd always admired Kiri. From the first time I saw him at Liam's, he was the best with sword or spear, the boldest of any of us. And to see him so frightened, well, it frightened me. And it means nothing. I dare say Lady Pox and Arian can tell us how brave he is.
Pox woke from a kind of reverie, to find them all staring at her, waiting for an answer.
I never knew him to be anything but bold, she said finally. I've seen him both in battles and in hand-to-hand fighting. He's the best in his own company, and one of the best I've seen anywhere.
You see, said Garrus, the point is, I shouldn't have gotten off on that other, only it impressed me, being a boy back then. The point is, that he got us all over the pass alive. And frankly, when I saw those villains bash Liam in the head, and a foot of steel sticking out of Rollis's neck, I was sure we were all going to be killed. But he told me, just do what I say and don't argue, and we'll see our lord alive out of this, God's willing, and so it came out.
By then it was dark, and they all retired to sleep. This time Pox did not argue about being left out of the watch rotation. She had plenty to think about without that.